So let's look at how organizations reward their people. Isn't reward important? Yeah. For whatever we do in life, we expect some rewards. Organizations also have certain philosophies in the way they overall formulate their reward philosophy, on what basis they will reward their people. So reward system refers to all any monetary, non-monetary, psychological payment that an organization will provide to its employee for the work that they will perform. Okay? So rewards could be intrinsic, they could be extrinsic. Intrinsic reward would be something that I feel happy about and hence I feel rewarded. It comes to me natural. Extrinsic is what an organization will offer you. Okay? So the extrinsic rewards would be more in terms of financial payments. What do I get as money, compensation, benefits? Advantages of working with an organization, working conditions, all those would be part of my extrinsic rewards. While intrinsic rewards are my satisfaction. Do I really enjoy my job? Do I like the role that I'm performing? Is it making me happy? Is it making me satisfied? At the end of the day, am I moving out of the organization feeling happy that yes, I contributed, I did something for the organization, I did something for the society? There is a deep sense of happiness inside. That is what I would call an intrinsic reward. While rewards, as a definition goes, is based on the work, whatever work you perform, in return of that, you get rewarded. You mostly definitely get rewarded when you have done a good job, right? Not when you have done a bad job. So if you have done a good job, you would definitely get rewarded for doing well. And then based on the levels and the roles that you play, rewards could differ in different organizations. So any reward is a motivation. It is a tactic by any organization. It is to make you feel better about what you're doing. It makes you feel better in terms of the way you're performing. It makes you feel satisfied about the role that you're playing. You feel that, okay, you have accomplished something when you get rewarded for something. And different organizations would have different ways in the way they would reward their people. But rewards could slightly be different from incentives, though incentives are a part of the overall reward or a total reward strategy. But they are more goal-oriented. You achieve a certain goal, you get an incentive for that. Okay? And as rewards could be individual, it could be team rewards, it could be organization rewards. So rewards can be multiple based on the kind of work that you're doing and the output that you give to your organization. Essentially, why do we have reward systems? So we spoke a lot about performance. Okay, we talked about why performance is important, how an organization looks at performance, why it is important for any organization to not to have a performance management process. But a natural outcome of any performance management process, guys, is the reward process. For whatever you perform, you would look at return. Rewards are more in that sense return. So what does a good reward system do? It supports the organization goals. Whatever are the organization goals, your performance goals are in line with the organization goals. And if you perform as per the goals of the organization, you in turn get rewarded for that. So it has to ensure that it is in line with the organization's goal. It also ensures that you recruit and you retain. You are able to attract good set of people, people with the right talent, right skills. Reward should be able to motivate people to continue working in the organization. They have to be in line with the overall legal and statutory compliances. And whoever, if an organization is putting up a reward strategy in place, the organization has to be able to execute it. Hence, it has to be able to afford the rewards, because a lot of rewards, at least the extrinsic rewards, are monetary in nature, and hence they have to be affordable and they have to be easy to be administered. So that's a very important facet of any reward system. So what are some of the factors that motivate an employee? Okay, what do you think motivates you to come to doing your course, what makes you get up every day and do what you do, right? So there are certain things that impact our motivation, and definitely reward is an integral part of a motivation factor. Okay? So there are three factors that can affect the motivation by using the reward system. Your performance can increasingly go up. The attractiveness that you feel for a certain role or a job would considerably increase, and effort that you put in terms of what is expected out of your performance would definitely improve. Right? And when we look at performance versus outcome, what do you expect? If somebody is asked to perform at a certain level, and what do you expect in terms of the outcomes? Individuals expect that if they behave in a certain way, they will get certain outcome due to their behaviors. For example, so when we look at the whole reward strategy in terms of the performance as well as the performance strategy, if a certain person is asked to sell some units of a product in a month, let's assume he has to sell 20 washing machines a month, okay? And he will receive his salary with the expectation. If a person is expected to sell 20 washing machines in a month, they will receive their salary without any additional bonus. On the other hand, if they will receive 20% commission if they sell 25 units, that is 5 more washing machines per month, they will receive 20% commission. And 1% additional bonus for more additional, it's 25 plus 2, 27. He gets 1% additional for every 2 additional units that he keeps selling. Now, this is like a multiplier effect. I am supposed to do a job, I do my job, I get my fixed salary. But when I am told that if you do a little more, you get paid a little more, it is motivation for me to sell more. As and when my sale grows, I know that I am going to get more and more money. It means my motivation to sell more, my behavior, my overall demeanor will change in the way I will sell my machines. So I will not do a mundane job of just selling 20 machines, but I'll be enthusiastic about selling 25 machines, 27 machines, and probably 30 machines, right? So the more you are motivated, you will want to sell more, and because you are motivated and you will want to sell more, your behaviors, the way you will interact with your customers, the way you will sell, the kind of sales pitch you will use, everything will change. And that's how your outcome, the performance outcome will change, right? So based on whatever you are expected to sell, okay, people would change the way they would manage themselves or monitor themselves or, you know, present themselves for the kind of job they are doing. Some people want to grow in their roles. Okay, so one is we spoke about getting more money, the incentive part. But let's assume somebody wants to go to the next level. Okay, the next level looks more attractive to the person. So they would have a higher need to have power, higher need to have authority, higher need to have accountability. They would look at promotion more than salary. Now here the firm needs to understand what is more attractive to the employee. Is money more attractive to the employee? Position more attractive to the employee? Growth more attractive to the employee? Based on that, the firm has to define its reward strategy, has to plan its reward strategy in such a way and attract the employee and keep him motivated. So say one more example of attractiveness. Now in any retail company, there could be an employee who wants to lead and manage a team. He can grow to become a sales manager. But then there is another person who enjoys working, talking to people. He loves meeting new people every day. He feels that, you know, I'm best on the shop floor. That person would like to be on the shop floor and sell more. It means he will sell more and make more money. While somebody who wants to become a manager will take on higher roles and make more money. So it depends on what attracts you towards a job or a role based on which you feel that you are rewarded. Being on the floor, meeting more people, selling more attracts somebody. Being on higher position, being in power of authority attracts certain set of people. So that is in terms of attractiveness of the of what you would want to do based on which you expect your rewards. Okay? Then there is another element of effort versus performance. Okay. Now, how much effort a certain job will require and how much effort a certain job will not require. Say for example, on a floor, a person feels that he can sell certain things and he cannot sell certain things. If he fails to achieve his target, he feels that, oh, I have failed, I have not been able to do. But if the organization creates a positive working environment and makes the person feel that, oh yes, you can put more effort, you can do this, these are the options available for you, this is the way we will support you to achieve your target, he might be motivated to put in more effort and really achieve his target and ultimately receive the award. So while we talked about, I am sure you'll remember, we talked about an overall environment for performing. It's very important that an organization has an environment for its team members, for its staff to be able to perform. And you know, the kind of efforts an organization makes to motivate a person to be able to perform and deliver and then take his rewards is very crucial in terms of effort and performance expectancies. So what are the various types of reward schemes? Okay, there is a base pay. Everybody gets a base pay, and we also call it a basic pay. Okay, that is the minimum amount an employee will receive for working in any organization. There will be a certain cost of living based on in which cities, this is true with certain organization, in which cities you get paid. Say for example, if you are in tier 1 cities like Mumbai, Bangalore, Chennai, Delhi, the cost of living is high, while in tier 2 cities and tier 3 cities, the cost of living is lower. So sometimes cost of living is factored in your overall salary structure. Then there is performance related pay. There would be certain percentage of your overall salary which is related to your performance. So say for example, this is just an example, your salary is 100 rupees. Then 20% of your salary is your performance bonus. So 20% you will get based on how you perform. 80% would be your fixed salary. So you get 80 rupees as your fixed salary and 20 rupees is based on how you have performed. So if you perform well, you get a whole of 20 or over 20%. But if you perform lower, you might get only 10%. So that's more of your performance related pay. There are pension schemes, a lot of new governmental pension schemes which are available. Certain organizations take them as a part of their salary structure and employees can contribute towards the pension scheme, which is the amount that they get after they retire. And organizations would also give benefits in kind. You could, you know, you could have a car, you could have a house. That depends on the position that you're playing. And of course, work-life balance based on the kind of role that you're playing, whether you can work from home for a few days, work from office. There are different ways of looking at this benefit in a way. Of course, a lot of allowances, multiple allowances are given by organizations and any other relational rewards as well. So allowances could be, it could be a special allowance, it could be a travel allowance, it could be a dressing allowance, it could be a furniture allowance. So based on governmental norms, these allowances could change for different organizations and any other rewards as well. Like certain organizations would have club memberships, they would have gym memberships, they would have travel memberships. Say for example, our organization is tied up with Mahindra Holidays, where we get 7 days holiday a year. Okay, so that is so let's get our understanding more clear on what is a performance related pay. So performance related pay is a generic term for reward system where payment is based on performance. Okay, so different most of the times as an industry overall, the relation in terms of performance and pay is vital. We all understand that. And it's very clear that you need to have your performance has to be good to for you to be able to get some. So once you get your basic pay, many organizations at various levels define what should be the performance related pay. So in certain organizations, your performance related pay could be 10% of your overall fixed salary. In another, it could be 20%. Some of them also have 40% performance related pay, especially for roles like sales, marketing, which are heavy in terms of targets that they want to achieve. Performance related pay will be higher. So when we speak about, you know, commission, this is commission is something which the sales team would essentially get based on the sales that they make. Certain organizations have stock options as well, which they give to their employees. So Infosys was one of the first first few organizations which gave stock options across levels, that is right from the for every employee when it went public, and people made a lot of money when Infosys shares soared up. It said that even the peons in Infosys made lots of money. So yeah, this is something which many startups also offer stock options to people who join them, because eventually startups sell and you can make a lot of money if you have stock options. Okay, then there are group performance related pay schemes, in the sense that as a group or as a team, if you have to achieve something, you are able to achieve it as a team and you get some percentage of your salary as a group performance. And of course, the individual, what are your individual goals, individual targets, you get paid based on, you get paid for the targets that you achieve as an individual person. Profit related pay, which is how much profits are the, in certain organizations also called as company bonuses. Okay, so if a company is doing extremely well, it passes on its profits to its employees, and employees would get profit related pay based on the company performance. Training fee reimbursement, many organizations encourage training and have policies where if you have taken certain certifications, you get paid for those certifications, because in the end, whatever you are learning, you are giving it back to the organization. Your training or your certifications or your knowledge in skills has helped you achieve better productivity and better skills. So training fee reimbursement is also part of how you are benefited. So what are some of the characteristics of total rewards? Rewards have to be holistic, okay? They have to encompass the entire gamut of stuff that any employee looks at. They have to be attractive, they have to be able to motivate people, people have to be able to see a mix of cash, people have to be able to see, we talked about intrinsic and extrinsic, people have to be able to see both intrinsic and extrinsic rewards when they are part of any rewards process. So it's in a holistic process, it has to be holistic in its own way. Like we are talking about a mix of cash and non-financial rewards, right? You see here. So similarly, it also has to fit to what you are looking at as an employee, okay? The programs has to be tailored to the organization culture, structure, work processes and business objectives. All of these should be in line. If the culture of the organization rewards high performance, it means every employee in the organization knows that he has to perform well, and that's when he is going to reward. So the high performing work culture, right? And let's assume an employee is workaholic. He fits best in an organization which is an high-performing work culture organization, right? Organizations which are where structurally you feel that you fit into the structure of this organization, the processes and business objectives. All of this is fitting me as an employee. And hence, if all this is in line, its reward policy also will be line in this. And hence, as an employee, I will find myself best fit because I'm getting rewarded based on some of these parameters. Rewards have to be again strategic because they have to be in line with whatever is the business strategy. If the business is looking at saying that, okay, we have to achieve 200 crores as a revenue this year, then you have to decide how much of it will go in, you know, how much percentage of that you will decide to reward your people with so that you are able to get to that revenue. It delivers innovative rewards that are integrated with other people management policies and practices. So rewards have to be integrated as a part of your people management policies and practices as well. So say for example, one of the people practices is that you want people to skill themselves, upskill themselves, reskill themselves, because that's the need of the hour. You have your business requires people to be continuously skilling themselves, reskilling themselves, learning new technologies or learning newer areas so that they are able to deliver. Invariably, your learning policy or training policy should be a policy which should reward people if they are doing a lot of learning. So let me share an example of our organization, which is into technology, which is into IT, and we need our people to continuously skill themselves. So our rewards, we have a training policy which rewards people on the certification that they do. So every certifications gets reimbursed. People are encouraged to complete certain number of hours of training, and if they complete those number of hours of training, they also get rewarded and recognized for completing. That becomes a part of their annual increment process, that they have completed so many hours, and hence that has to be taken into account in our overall appraisals or in our overall increment process. Parallelly, all those people who take training, so we have a lot of people who are inside our organization who are trainers or who train other people, so they also get incentives for training other people. They are rewarded because they train, and if they get a certain rating for their training, say if they get a rating of 4.5 out of 5 from the participants, they get higher rewards. So what I'm trying to explain you here is that if the organization philosophy is growth and it is looking at growing, it is looking at learning, it is looking at upskilling, then the reward philosophy has to reward these aspects as well. And that is how we are as an organization structured, where we have rewarded people who are into the learning space. So more and more people are encouraged to take certification because they see a reward to that. More and more people train others, upskill others, because they get rewarded for that. So that's really how we are looking at the whole thing. And then of course it is people, it has to be people centric. It recognizes that people are the core to all this, and so to have an advantage, we have to look at what is it that makes people happy. What is it? Are you competitive compared to your market competitors, compared to others in your sector, whatever you call it? It has to be also customized. People have to be able to, you know, you able to utilize rewards based on the life stage that they are, based on my needs. So we also, like another example is, we have a basket, we have a flexi basket of benefits, and people can choose from the benefits which best suits them. So children, people who have children can take child care allowance, people who can take the insurance policy, for example. Insurance policy is, if you have parents, you can take insurance for your parents. If you are married, then you can take insurance for your family. So we kind of have customized it based on the needs people have in their life and the career stage that they are in. And rewards also have to be very unique. They have to be different. Why would I join an organization? Because I'm getting something unique which other organization is not giving me, and hence I would love to be a part of this organization. They have to be, rewards have to be in such a way that, you know, you are able to see them coming to you year on year. You can see them growing over the time. It's not that, okay, today you get a bonus and then, you know, after some time there is nothing. So you have to be able to see growth in the way the rewards are structured for you. Okay, now as I mentioned, distinctive, different from what other industries do, and growing. You are able to see long-term rewards. Today you are on a growth path. You know that after a few years, let's assume in the next 3 years, you're going to get a certain position or you would be at a certain level. And when you reach there, there are certain rewards that you see at that level as well, right? So total, overall, anytime a total reward strategy encompasses multiple set of things that a human resource philosophy has. And it is very important that an organization be able to link its reward strategy to its overall goals. So we do understand that most important categories of any company's rewards would be compensation, it would be benefits, what is the work environment, and you know how people are able to see career growth, how are they able to see development, and eventually it is able to offer a means for attracting, retaining and motivating its workforce. That's very key for any reward strategy. It has to be in line with its people strategy and business strategy. So the reward strategy also has to very clearly define what is the objective, why are you rewarding people, for what are you rewarding people, what are the elements of the reward, how do they fulfill the overall organization objective. It will also describe the philosophy behind the program, provide foundation for any future plans. So anything that you want to do in future, provide your foundation today. So any new programs that you would want to do under a reward, so it has to be in sync with the overall organization design, the organization plan, what is it that the organization really wants to achieve, what behaviors you want to see. And you have to plan your entire reward strategy in terms of the behaviors that you are seeing for this set of people. So whenever you are planning an overall reward strategy, you have to look at the overall objectives. Okay, what could be the reward programs that you are looking at? Are you competitive? We spoke about it. Are you competitive in terms of your market? Why would people join you if you have everything which other organizations have, right? Hence, being competitive is extremely important and critical. I'll give you an example of competitiveness. Not many organizations give insurance for employees' parents. Now, any organization, because parental insurance is very expensive. Okay, parental insurance is very expensive, and people would join an organization if they see that their parents are covered in insurance in those organizations. So they are being competitive there, right? Type and mix of rewards. How many kinds of rewards are there? What are the types of rewards? What is the mixture? How much flexibility you have? Do you have a basket from which you can choose? Are the rewards customizable is what you would look at. So reward is also the part of if you have done an excellent job. Let me take one more example. Spot awards, for example. You have done a fantastic job, okay, today, and you're instantly rewarded with a spot award of say 10,000 rupees. It makes you feel great. Yes, every time I perform well, I will be instantly rewarded. So the timing of the rewards is also very important and critical. So invariably, when it is there on time, it will impact your performance, and you would love to work for an organization which instantly recognizes what you have done. Okay, so lot of internal and external factors will define the overall reward strategy. So what are these internal factors? We definitely know every organization needs to have a mission, it needs to have a vision, values and culture as a part of its reward design. When we talked about culture, we talked about an organization having high performance culture, right? If the mission of the company is to achieve a certain revenue after some time, it knows where it is to go in the next 5 years. How will it go there? What are the values it will not compromise while it is going there? Right? So the financial health and life cycle of the organization is vital and key in this. If certain organizations are extremely cash rich organizations, So they are strong in terms of their reserves, and hence they are in a position to reward their people better. Okay, and also the demographics, what kind of people are working in the organization at what level. The millennial population would look at rewards very differently. The Gen Z population will look at rewards very differently. The baby boomers would look at rewards very differently, right? So the demographics also, what set of people are there, at what level they are, and what are they looking at in terms of rewards as even. So these would be some of the internal factors that would come into play. While external factor is the supply and demand of resources, your stakeholders, okay, and customers, these are all external factors which play into your overall reward strategy. So whatever the organization is into, whether it is in an IT sector, it's into pharma, it's into manufacturing, how is it managing its demand and supply in terms of the resources that it gets? Who are its stakeholders? What are the stakeholders? How are the stakeholders influencing the reward strategy? And the customers, who are customers, I think are very, very vital for any organization to decide its reward strategy.